Our next guest is a massive spunk and he's coming to town. He's come, I don't mind saying it. They have an album out. It's a five-track EP. It was out Friday, called Bitter Pill. It's a rework of some of their better stuff. The Screaming Jets lead man Dave Gleason's on the phone. Good morning, Gleeso.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me. Unreal.
It's a pleasure to have you. Now, this is big news for you guys. You've put out something amazing on Friday. Tell us what you've been up to.
Yeah, well, I mean, just like every other band, when all this craziness hit, we had plans for the whole of 2020. We were going to record a new album and do a big tour and stuff like that. But unfortunately, it all fell over. So we just started kind of, you know, like everyone else, we were just shell-shocked for the first 3 or 4 weeks, going, what we do now?
Yeah.
And then our manager said, well, let's start getting together on a Thursday arvo and on Zoom, and we'll kind of start nutting out some ideas, and that's where the idea was born, just sitting around cracking a froth with our virtual friends.
Nice. How does that work virtually? I mean, if you're doing vocals and other instruments, are the other guys somewhere else and you just send everything in, or were you able to get together for this?
No, it was definitely a case of doing it all in our own areas. I mean, three of the guys are in Melbourne, so... Paulie and Scotty were able to get together a couple of times, but we just send it all in remotely, and somehow our producer, brilliant producer, Steve James, makes it sound like we're in the same room together, so it's unreal.
It's amazing, isn't it, mate, this is what this pandemic's brought out in, how we can all work remotely. Is there anyone in the band, mate, that's not so good at the Zoom? Is there someone with the roof just showing or up the nose or...?
No, well, Paulie. Yeah. Paulie's like...
Right.
Constantly chomping on food and sucking durries down. I reckon he's smoking durries just to go, look, I can smoke in my house. And often up the nose. Sometimes he'll be lying down. He'll just get the top of his head.
It's wonderful.
And how are you guys coping? Because you're one of the hardest working bands in Australia. There was a sign up at the gateway, and I drive past it every day. And as COVID happened, I'm like, oh, you guys can't come here now. Obviously, it's been moved to February. What's it like being not being able to tour this year?
Oh, it's been hellacious. Between both the Jets and the Angels, I was booked up solid. I remember it was only a week before. You know, everything got closed down. Oh, mate, I've got so much work on. I haven't got any time off before Christmas.
Yeah.
And, so there I was lamenting that fact. And then within a week I was going, oh, I haven't got any gigs till Christmas. it was just one of those things of trying to find stuff to do to fill the void. I started doing a stream of a Sunday with a good mate of mine. So that's kind of been something to... We rehearse on Friday. I say rehearse. We get together and have a bit of a drink in the gym on a Friday and then do the show on Sunday. So that kind of gave at least me a little bit of normality to look forward to each week.
Yeah, it's been really hard, hasn't it, Gleeso, with the music industry and the entertainment industry, and a very hard thing to so many people out of work, not just the band, but everyone that lugs in and sets up. It's been really hard for everybody. So, mate, tell us about Bitter Pill. Screaming Jets out on Friday. Tell us what it is. How many tracks? What are we listening out for?
Well, we did 5 tracks, and as I was saying earlier, we were going to record a new album, but we didn't know how, you know, nutting out new songs, because a lot of the recording process of doing new stuff is, you know, back and forth in the studio and you know, saying this bit works and that bit doesn't work, and of course the drinking and the fighting and the sex. That's just when me and Steve James are in there as well. So we decided to pick some songs that we knew we'd be able to kind of, nail pretty quickly. Picked out 5 songs. We gave Better a rest, you know, because we must have recorded Better 500 in different ways. We picked October Grey and Helping Hand and Shivers, and my favorite is Friend of Mine, which came off the Gorilla album. And when we first recorded it, I sang it. But Paulie, over the last 4 or 5 years, has been doing it in the encore, just on acoustic guitar, and he's got an amazing voice. So we thought, let us not hide our light under a bushel anymore.
Yeah.
Let everyone hear a great voice from a screaming jet. And so Paulie's version of Friend of Mine is real special.
Nice.
Bitter Pill is the name of the EP. The Screaming Jets will be coming back to Geelong early next year, Feb 5, at the Gateway Hotel. You can get your tickets. Dave Gleeson, thank you so much for chatting with us today. It's been a pleasure, mate.
Hey, it's always a pleasure to talk to you guys. Great to hear your voice, Melly.
Thank you.
I miss you from our days of hanging around Triple M in Adelaide.
Yes, you were a very naughty boy, Dave, and I'm sure you haven't changed at all.
A little bit.
Yeah.